Good morning and happy Sabbath, church family. This is a very special day today. What a blessing to be in God's house today. Amen. And it's very special to be able to welcome parents and family and friends of our class that will graduate about 134 days from now. They have 88 school days left. And I know they're looking forward to that. There's a lot to do between now and then. And we want to welcome those who may be with us for the first time today in our congregation, and also who might are listening on KFHL 91.7 FM. And I believe this is the second Sabbath that live streaming is happening and will continue to for weeks and hopefully for years to come at hillcrest.adventist.org. I will tell you that it was working last Sabbath, and it was good to see. So if you know of people that are not able to come to church, make sure that they are aware that they can join us in worship. You know, I am so thankful for parents who have sacrificed, for church members who have sacrificed all these years, for many of these seniors who've been with us for more than a decade at Bakersfield Adventist Academy. And what a blessing this class has been. I had the privilege of teaching them Bible the first semester. And I don't get to have Miss Juniors this time, and I enjoy them as well. But what a blessing it was to have them. And they did not hesitate for one moment when I said to them, you guys want to be the speakers for your own recognition. And so this morning we have three that will be speaking for us and sharing their talents and gifts with us. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Our Father, we come to you with grateful hearts this morning for your blessings. We're so thankful for the Sabbath. We thank you for your presence with us here in your house. And Lord, we're also thankful for Jesus, who has called us friends. Accept our worship as we share your greatness in song, in prayer, and in testimony. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just a couple more things I would want to share with you. Seniors, this is a very special of the first events that are going to be happening this year. And we know that God is going to bless you as you lead out in worship this morning and share your gifts and talents. You know, I'm pleased to share with this church family and those that are hearing my voice this morning that this is a group that is very much involved in service and interested in service. 2 months from today, they will be in Cambodia. And because it's a day ahead and 15 hours ahead of us here, they will be working on building bamboo houses two months from today. They'll be there for about 10 days. And all of them said, we're going. That sound like a senior trip? Well, actually, it's a school trip. But guess what? Next to last week of school, they're going to be in Puerto Rico again in service for God. They're going to be helping restore the damage from Hurricane Maria. And so, class of 2018, we're very proud of you. Proud of you because you have made Jesus first and foremost in your lives. You've chosen service. And so today, as you honor God, we are honoring you and your service as well. God bless you and congratulations on this event today as you lead us in worship. And now, Steve Vilsich, senior sponsor, will introduce the class of 2018.
Good morning and happy Sabbath. As our principal said, I have the privilege of being the sponsor of this senior class. I've gotten to know them for the last 3 years, and each one of them is definitely unique. So let me go ahead and introduce them to you, starting with my right, and we'll head up this way. So on the end over here, we have Lucy. Lucy is our senior class president and the spearhead for many of our wonderful ideas. A very helpful person. Most of the time on task, and does a good job, but definitely very spiritually minded, and we are thankful for that. So I don't embarrass any one of them too long. We won't spend too much time on any one person. Next, sitting next to Lucy is Yolene. Say hi, Yolene. Yolene is, how should I put this? She is an enlightening person. She lightens the mood. She's always inquisitive. Never a dull moment in anatomy physiology class. So many questions. Some of them are actually about anatomy and physiology. But a wonderful person, a great voice, singing talent, musical talent, and we're glad she's part of the class as well. Next to Yolene, Anais. Anais is a quiet one, but definitely, well, she's quiet if you don't pay attention, but if you pay attention, then she's actually talks quite a lot. But very, very smart, very focused, service-minded as well. And I'm just going to brag just for a moment. I know I'm going to embarrass her, but on the last anatomy physiology test, on the diagram section, she got 206 right out of 206. So good job. Yeah, it was a big test. Moving down the line. So we have Jada. Jada is a hard worker in our class, always not just coming up with ideas, but working hard and putting those ideas into reality. And she is our resident photographer. You've got many compliments on your photography skills, and we're proud that she does that for our yearbook. And it's, I really miss some of these students sometimes. And I don't get to have Jada in a class right now, but I'm sure she misses me too, so it's okay. Moving on, Emily. Emily has been around here for a while. She's sung in our choir here at the church. She sings in the choir at the school. Emily also asks lots of questions. And most of them are pretty good questions. She is a fun part to have in our class. She is amusing, and yet, and don't be deceived. She's intelligent as well, and she's doing very well in the classes that I have with her, and we're happy to have her along. Next to Emily, Dester. Wow, what can I say about Dester? We would get through a lot more class. Dester really loves to have everything explained. And I think I explain things well, but I don't. I really don't, I guess. Dester asks more questions about the explanation than he did about the original question in the first place. But he's fascinated by it. He loves the whole idea and the topic. And so he's sitting there taking his notes, and he'll raise his hand. I'm like, Dester, again, yes. No, but he's really good. He understands the material, and he's very musically talented, plays multiple instruments, sings. You'll get to hear him a little bit later with our praise team, with many of them as well, singing a wonderful song for you guys, and leads out many times in our worship services as well. And sometimes, this is the one person who will remind me, if I forget to pray, he'll be like, Mr. Dulcich, you forgot to pray. So I'm like, oh, thank you, Dester. So thank you for that. As we move to our left, Kevin. I'm so glad that we have Kevin here today. Kevin is our, I don't know how to, he's our engineer, our analysis guy. He analyzes everything. He looks at the possibilities, and he comes up with the most logical conclusion statement you could possibly have. I'm sure much to the annoyance of everybody else who's like, we just want to do something. Let's just do it. And he's like, well, let's figure out both this and that. And then he'll have a story to relate it to. Because one time I was back in so-and-so and I did this. And everyone's just like, we could have been done with it by now. But it's really good. He keeps us on track as well. And we thank you for that. And he takes good notes as well. Moving down, Beraldo. Beraldo is probably one of the best dressed guys you'll meet. Ask him about his socks today. He's really proud of them. They're good. He's another one of the quiet ones, but when you get to know the class, he's only quiet most of the time. He always has the most opportune time not to be quiet, and it's usually a really good, funny remark. But we're thankful that he gets to lighten the mood and look good at the same time. Last but not least, Jacob. He's one of our local ones here. He's a deacon in our church. And we're going to get to hear he and Beraldo and a few of the others are going to be speaking today, giving their personal testimony about many things. I can't wait to hear them. I've already told them that I can't wait to hear what they have to say. But he is a thought guy. He's the one that does behind-the-scenes work. He gets on the phones and calls people and moves things that you don't see happen. And so when things come together and it's a good plan, a lot of times we get to thank Jacob for working behind the scenes very diligently. While the rest of us are working cleaning out things, he's calling people and finding other people to come clean as well. So it's good that we have him. This is our class of 2018. And we are very proud of them. We recognize them for their achievements. We are halfway done. Don't get senioritis. We already have it. We are close to the end. We have two mission trips. We're going to share God's word. And we're going to be his hands and feet. And I look forward to serving with you guys then. Our class of 2018.
Good morning, happy Sabbath. This morning's verse is taken from Psalm 108, 3 through 6. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples, and I will sing praises to you among the nations, for your mercy is great above the heavens, and your truth reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth, that your beloved may be delivered, save with your right hand, and hear me.
Today I will be talking about my journey at BAA and how it's affecting me in such a positive way. But before I do that, will you all bow your heads with me for a word of prayer? Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for everything that you've done for us. Thank you for waking us up this morning and bringing us to church here safely, Lord. Please be with me as I speak of what you've done for me, Lord. And please just help all the seniors up here, help us, and give us motivation, Lord, to finish out the year strong. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, so my experience at BA has been one filled with many blessings and a lot of learning. I remember when I was in Ms. Phillips' class and learning how to add and subtract, and maybe a timeout for misbehaving. Mrs. Butler taught me how to proofread, and how to lead out in a church service. Mr. B showed me the importance of physical education and how to have fun with it. And Ms. Cole taught me the importance of reading and how to enjoy it. And all of them have taught me about Jesus and his love for us. Then there was high school. High school at BA started rough. Freshman year, I didn't know what to expect. So I was kind of... It was kind of hard to get used to multiple teachers with all of them having different expectations. Sophomore year, though, I think was my funnest and at BAA. I had the chance to go to Panama, as Kevin said, and it was just filled with a lot of blessings by helping people over there, teaching them about Jesus, and just being friends with them. Junior year, though, that was really hard. My classes became more stressful, and there wasn't much free time. The thing that makes this school so special for me is how caring and loving everyone is. I remember my first day at BAA, I was in first grade. It felt so weird and unreal because everyone was so nice. I met Yolene, Jacob, and Jada at the playground, and everyone was just so positive and filled with energy. And it was just the students, and it wasn't just the students, it was the teachers too. I met Lucy my eighth grade year. I didn't talk to her till like my sophomore year. I've known Anais for like my whole life, so nothing new there. Emily, though, she came last year, and it's just been a lot of fun being in classes with her. So interesting. Dester over here, I met him in fifth grade, and he's always been willing to help me with my homework. Kevin as well, I met him in third grade. We used to go to church together, and it's just a lot of fun just talking to him. So interesting as well. And there were many times I also had to stay after school because I didn't get the math lesson or the English lesson, and the teachers would want me to try my best and would help me succeed and grow. My time at BAA might have been fun and all, but the thing I'll remember the most about it is the times my parents would tell me that I might not go back because of financial reasons. And when I was younger, I didn't really care much about that. But now I look back, and I know that I couldn't have done it without God, and He always managed to come through every year. And, I've seen His blessings on not only me, but also my family, my classmates, my school, and with many of you here this morning. And now we are seniors. It hasn't hit me yet, personally, but I know God will always be there for us, and He has a plan for each one of us, even if we haven't figured it out yet. To close out, I would like to share one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. If you guys would turn to Psalm 143 with me. All right, it says, "Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness, as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of the uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant." And with this, I would like to close that no matter what the struggle in your life may be, God will always be there for you, and He is faithful to those that are faithful to Him.
Happy Sabbath. Those who are able, shall we please kneel for prayer this morning? Our kind and gracious Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you this morning thankful that you have seen fit to bless us to come to another Sabbath day. We are grateful, Father, for your many mercies towards us throughout this past week when we are so unworthy, and yet we know that you have shielded us and protected us from many dangers seen and unseen. And for that, Father, we are grateful. We come before you, Father, each one of us in our own hearts right now, asking that if we have failed you in any way, shape, or form, if we've sinned against you in word, thought, or action, please, Father, forgive us and cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness in the blood of Jesus Christ. And we pray, Father in heaven, that we may not only be cleansed, but that we may be empowered by you through the indwelling presence of your Holy Spirit to live lives of victory, that we may overcome that sin that does so easily beset us. Empower us, Father, to rightly represent you in our words, in our actions, and even in our thoughts. So, Father, please, this morning we come before you asking you to please come and be in our presence, be in our midst. We thank you, Father in heaven, for the lives that have been touched by Bakersfield Adventist Academy, for the work that goes on there day by day. We have our struggles, we have our challenges, but every day, Father, you pull us through, and we thank you for that. We thank you for these seniors behind me and the journey that they've been through, and we pray that you will help them to finish this phase, this stage of their life as they prepare to move on. And I pray that in whatever field they go into, that they may make you first, last, and best in their life. And may we all do the same as well. Help us, Father, to realize that time is so short. Prophecy being fulfilled all around us. May we not be blind to the fact that this world is in its final moments. And help us, Lord, to whatever we do, from planning going to college, from our daily work, may we do everything in the context that Jesus is coming and that he's coming soon. Help us, Lord, to be ready for that great event. We pray that you will continue to bless Bakersfield Adventist Academy, that as long as you see fit, Father in heaven, may we continually to serve you, to lead others to the foot of the cross in preparation for heaven, Lord. Continue to use us, and all those that come through those doors, may they be used by you to also prepare others for that great day. So, Lord, please, be with us now. Continue to be this program, Father in heaven, and bless us to this end, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi. I would like to begin by praying first. So please bow your heads with me. Lord, I pray that you please be with all of us today, Lord, and thank you for your beautiful day and for all of us that are here. Lord, I pray that you may speak to me right now, Lord. In your name I pray, amen. Okay, so my topic for today was the gift of now. And so I would like to begin with a verse. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness neither shadow of turning. James 1:17. So I would like to begin by telling you a bit about my gift and my presence now. And to me, my presence are my baptism, trying to do the right thing, my family, my connection with God, my friends, my school, and overcoming trials in life. My baptism was one of the most important decisions that I have ever made, and the best. It is one of my most happiest moments. I felt and still feel a peace that is very restful. I felt and still feel a warmth within me, a warmth that I hadn't felt in many years since I was a little girl. It was such a feeling of purity, a feeling of letting go of many chains, and a closeness to God that I hadn't felt before. I felt near him. I felt his presence, like being soaked in his being. This is part of my gift of now. Second was my connection with God. My connection with God has been quite a journey, and not an easy journey either. Having a connection and being connected with the Lord throughout my days is an important part of my life. I have found this, that last year and this year have been my strongest connections with the Lord. I have begun to pray every day, morning, noon, and night. I do not only pray for me and my family, but for others. Others that I may have thought that I wouldn't be able to love as my family. But the Lord gives me the ability of being able to love others. And his connection allows us to love. The beauty of it all is that I have the opportunity to talk with the Creator and know that he hears me. My connection comes from reading throughout the day a message from the Lord sent to all of us called the Bible. This is only another part of my gift of now. Third, my family. My family is one of the most precious gifts that I could have been given. My family for me is indescribable. They are a very important part of my life and will always be. My parents are such a blessing and very special people. I cannot even begin to tell you how much of God's character I see in them. I would like to share a verse right now. It's called Proverbs 1, 7 through 9. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Listen, my son, to your father's instructions, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They are a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. My family, my parents, have taught me so many values. Few of them are the value of God, valuing my family and my parents, and how much the Lord has used them to take care of me and my siblings. My siblings as well are one of the greatest presents and blessings that I could have been given by God. I have learned so much from them, even though they are younger than me. But the Lord has used them in so many ways, and I very love my family very much. I am very thankful and proud of my family. This is yet another part of my gift of now. Fourth is my friends and school. My friends in school are also a part of my now. The friends that I have made do influence me in a positive way. They influence me to keep going and to not give up, and they encourage me. My friends are very special. They are all very different and have a character of their own. Some of them are firm, easygoing, headstrong, gentle, funny, and smart, along with other special characteristics. But something that they all have in common is that they all have God in their life. They all have love that comes from God, and I am truly, very honestly blessed to have these friends in my life. As for school, school right now is important that I succeed in all of my classes and pass each and every one of them. I know that I can depend on school, well, I can depend on God throughout my school. And it's truly an amazing thing to go through. My teachers are also a part of my now. They impact me in many different aspects of my life. They each have their own thoughts and words. Their thoughts and words all derive from the Word of God and influence me in positive ways. This is just another part of my now. Overcoming trials. For me, overcoming the trials in my life are special moments. They help me to grow in the Lord. Sometimes I find that overcoming can be hard. It can be hard because in moments of despair, we depend on ourselves and may forget about the blessing that God has given us. That blessing is being able to overcome anything with Him. My trials, instead of seeing them as something ugly and scary, I now see them as a blessing, because I can face it with God, the one who gives us so much and cares for us. Some of my trials are having to overcome the negativity of others. But with the Lord, it is such an unbelievable care and love for us that anything can be overcome. Like the verse, James 1, 2 through 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. This is another gift of mine now. I believe that everything that I have pointed out amounts to doing the right thing. That is my now. My now is doing the right thing in all aspects of life, choosing God as my Savior, loving and respecting my family, having good friends that are interested in the Lord, trying to follow good examples and applying the good examples in my life, and building a good future with the now. All of these points are part of my gift of now. The gift of now gives us the opportunity to give our lives to God, to be forgiven, a time where we can help others, a time filled with so many blessings. Our gift of now is being able to abide with God and sharing with others. Like the verse, Philippians 4, 9 through 8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. And that is the gift of now.
Oh my goodness, I just want to answer to the test tomorrow. I gotta tell somebody. Anais,
yeah.
I found the answer to the test tomorrow. This will be so helpful. You should see it too.
No.
You should go study.
No, that's wrong. That's wrong.
This,
no,
this is how you get the good grades. This is how you get the money. That's how you graduate with the good grade.
No.
This is for your own good.
No, I can't test you. You can't.
Okay, fine.
No.
Okay, fine. It's okay. It's okay.
Hey.
Yeah, look, I found the answer to the test tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Bye. Hey, what you doing?
Hi. Good, and you?
I'm reading the Bible.
Why? There's a test tomorrow.
I studied already. Yeah, I studied.
Anyway, we have something for you.
Okay.
You want some caffeine?
Oh, no.
You've been reading that all day.
And I got some hot Cheetos. My mom says it has cancer, but YOLO.
I'm positive. I'm sure. Yeah. It sounds good, but I can't. I can't.
Hey, man.
Hey, Anais!
Hey!
Hey, you gotta listen to this beat.
It's good. Yeah.
Fire. You wanna buy it?
Come on!
Everybody's listening to it.
It was good, but no, I can't.
Christian music.
Okay.
Hey.
We have to find somebody to invite to that party tonight.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, what about Anais?
Hey!
Oh, hey!
Hey, we're having a party tonight. You gotta come.
You gotta come, man.
What is it? What are you gonna do?
We've been reading this all day. You don't need this.
No, no, no.
You don't need it.
No.
We have stuff better.
Food and stuff. You just gotta.
It'll give me energy. Have fun.
Relax. Tonight, we'll see you.
No, I can't.
All
right?
Yeah.
My house, all right?
No, I can't.
You need something to relax, you know, something to get the your mind off of stressful things.
What is it?
You know, it's that good old stuff called drugs.
Oh.
Yeah.
It'll help?
Oh, it helps relax everybody. You don't have to worry about it. First time's always free.
Sounds good, but no, I can't.
Oh, come on. Everybody does it, you know? You don't have to worry.
Oh, no. No, I can't. Lord, please help me.
Go away. Just stop. Anais, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. So more prayer, more power. And I won't only do it for you, but I'll also do it for you. And for you. And for all of you here. Amen.
Happy Sabbath. The class got to choose who would speak this morning, and when I was asked to speak, I didn't know what to talk about. We weren't given a topic yet. And so, you know, they asked me, Beraldo, and Ana used to speak, and I was sitting there in Mr. Schwartz's religion class, and it hit me exactly what I wanted to speak about, or what I was supposed to speak about. But we still didn't have a topic. So I pulled out my notebook and I started writing. And I hope Mr. Schwartz didn't see it as rude that I wasn't really paying attention to the lesson, but I was writing what I was supposed to speak today, and I'm sure he noticed. But as I wrote, I kept writing all throughout that class period and probably the next one, and we still didn't know what our topic was. And so finally, about a week and a half ago, when Mr. Schwartz told us what we were supposed to speak about, he told me that I was supposed to speak about the future, or the gift of the future. And I realized that what I had already written fit exactly with what our topic was supposed to be for today. But before we get started, let's have a quick word of prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this beautiful Sabbath day. We just thank you for this beautiful church and these beautiful people who have come out this morning to worship you and honor you on your Sabbath. We ask that you would be with us now, be with me as I give the last message, and just bless us all. In your name we pray, amen. What does the future have in store for us? We all know that there is a new day on the horizon, a day we have been waiting for so long, a day that will be of great joy. But we know this, right? We've been preaching and teaching about it for the last 150 years. I've heard it all my life, and so have you. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming, and I believe it, and I hope you do too. But if I truly believe it, if I truly believe that Jesus is coming, if you truly believe that Jesus is coming, I have a question. Why aren't we acting like it, church? Why aren't we acting like we believe our own message? I cannot wait for that glorious day, that day when we get to see our Savior coming in the clouds of glory. But before that glorious day, while we are still here waiting to go home, we as a church, we have a future. As a church, our mission is to spread the good news, the gospel truth of His soon return to the world. But in order to fulfill this mission, we need a very important component. A component that I believe that we have lost sight of. We have lost sight of our youth. Youth like the ones you see sitting here on this stage. The Spirit of Prophecy tells us in the book of Education, page 271. With such an army of workers as our youth, rightfully trained, might furnish how soon the message of a crucified, risen, and soon coming Savior might be carried to the whole world. How soon might the end come? The end of suffering and sorrow and sin. How soon, in place of possession here, with its blight of sin and pain, our children might receive their inheritance, where the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. Where the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick, and the voice of weeping shall be no more heard. An army of youth rightfully trained. I have grown up with my classmates here. With my classmates you see sitting here today. Some of us have been together since first, second grade, sitting in Miss Phillips' classroom reading Little House on the Prairie. We were also learning how to sing in Spanish. I don't remember that part though. We have laughed together, cried together, and we have fought together. But we have also seen together. We have seen leaders, loved ones, those who claim to be followers of God. We have seen your example, both good and bad. We have seen people who are supposed to work together to further the gospel truth. Those who are supposed to preach and teach and spread the present truth message, spread the three angels' message around the world. We have seen them turn on each other. And all of us up here have been a witness to it. here in our own Area 5 Adventist community. We have so many dear members, but yet we have seen church member against church member, pastor against church member, elder against elder, teacher against teacher, and sadly, church against church. All of us in this class, in just a few short months, are going to start our young adult lives. We are going to prepare for whatever it is that life has in store for us. But what example are we supposed to follow? Have you left an example you want us to follow? Someone out there may say, well, you are supposed to follow Christ's example and not mine. But yet, so many of us have grown up in our churches, sitting in our pews, Sabbath after Sabbath for years, but we have never seen Jesus. We have never met him. I personally have seen friends who have grown up in our churches, youth who have walked out of our doors and never come back. Our churches are so caught up arguing, we have lost sight of our youth fading away. We are fighting for error and false teachings. We hear, and yes, I believe we are supposed to stand up for truth when we see error. But fighting and bickering is pointless when so many of our problems can be solved by looking to the precious Word of God. Please go with me to 1 Timothy 4, 12 through 16. First Timothy chapter 4, verse 12 through 16. Let no man despise your youth, but be you an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading and exhortation of doctrine. Neglect not the gift is in thee, which was given by prophecy, with the laying of the hands of the presbyter. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto yourself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this, you shall both save yourself and them that hear it. But since we are so caught up arguing against each other, that man has come. He has come to despise the youth. Are you an example we need, church? We need revival. Revival of the youth. We need assurance. Assurance in Christ. And we need truth. Truth as given to us in the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. But before the youth can have revival, before the youth can have assurance in our blessed Savior, and before the youth can hear and understand truth, we need an example. We need to see Christ in our church members, in our elders, our Bible workers, and our pastors. The Lord has entrusted us, the Adventist church, with truth, and I believe it. We have the truth. We have true doctrine. We have truth in the spirit of prophecy. But how can we keep this beautiful light we have shining if our own youth don't know it? We have a work to be done. And unless we change from within, until we revive our youth and young adults, until we find our answers in the Word of God and the Spirit of prophecy alone, the work will not be done. The work will not be done until we have an example. The youth are leaving day after day, and without youth, this church has no future. We don't need to change our beliefs to bring youth in. We don't need to change our music to bring youth in. We don't need to accept things of this world to bring youth in. We need to change ourselves. We need to change our attitudes, our minds. We need to let Christ shine through us. When people see us, they should say, wow, those people, those Adventists have something I want. The youth is hungry, church. We are hungry for an example. When a baby is dedicated here on our stage, the church stands and takes a vow to help this child's spiritual growth, to love this child. The church members and leaders play a bigger part in play a bigger part than you realize in the life and spiritual growth of some of our kids. They played a huge part in mine. And we all know the famous verse, Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart. The greatest gift you can give to us youth and for the youth and children who come after us is give us an example. Give us an example of what it's like to live in truth. Give us an example of Jesus. Philippians chapter 3, verse 17. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for. An example. We are the future, church. What kind of future do you want to see? How sad would it be for the Lord to have to look at his church on that glorious day and ask his church, where are the youth that I gave you? Where are my children that I entrusted you with? Church, there's no more time to waste. Jesus is coming, and the work needs to be finished. And we have opportunities to finish this work, but we first need to know what we are spreading. We need to know the gospel for ourselves. There's no more time to waste. Let us work together, young and old alike, to hasten the soon coming of our risen Savior, so we can stand before Christ together and worship him before his throne. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's bow our heads for prayer. Father, we're so thankful that we've been here today to hear words of praise, encouragement, and also of challenge. Lord, we remember just before Jesus went to Gethsemane where he said to his disciples, I have a new command for you, a new commandment to love one another. Lord, we pray that as we go from this place today, that our love will show forth in ways that we haven't before, that will invite people to know you and to recognize you as our Savior. Go with us now with your Spirit, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.